calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me again, the man you married. I'm still trying to get a hold of my kids. You will probably be aware, you may or may not be aware, that I did get a visit today. Apparently, I got a visit while I was on vacation and a visit yesterday that we didn't connect for some reason because I was here. And then this morning, a gentleman came to my door who represents the local sheriff's department acting on behalf of the Davidson County Sheriff's Department, indicating that a request has been made. In reference to, and his words were that I needed to cease harassment of my wife and members of the church. My assumption, obviously, is MetaView. But, you know, he wasn't very clear. He had nothing written. He gave me a name of the gentleman in Bradley, in Davidson County, who I called, left a voicemail, and got no response. My assumption is, because there was nothing written, that this is intimidation, because I would suggest if you look at the emails, you will find that following federal guidelines, when somebody says remove, I remove. So you cannot get me for spam. If you look at the content of my messages, you will find I'm pursuing reconciliation. There's no harassment there. Pursuing reconciliation should not be a problem. You also note that I have documented that I have had not been able to have access to my kids for over a year in violation of the law. So I would think that you have nothing to stand on, assuming it was you, your dad, or someone else who initiated this. However, as you are aware, I've stated before, I will not pursue anything via the state because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm trying to be quick here because obviously I don't have much time. But my pursuit is reconciliation. My pursuit with the church, again, including Chris Bitterman and your dad, is reconciliation. And reconciliation starts with sharing the same Lord. The Lord calls us to contend with each other and to reconcile and to be ready to make a defense with gentleness and respect to anyone who asks. I've been asking, I get no response. So obviously the implication is they don't follow the same Lord as I do. So I'm trying to follow the Lord in Scripture, and I welcome anybody to do that. Please, I ask, come to the table, and I want to talk to my kids, and I want to teach them about the Lord and about reconciliation, and I want to reconcile with my wife because I love her.